Texas authorities continue to search for seven inmates who escaped from the maximum security Connolly unit near San Antonio last month. A $400,000 reward has been posted for capturing the escapees who are wanted for killing a police officer while on the loose. The Texas Board of Criminal Justice issued a report last week largely blaming the escape on staff at the prison, but critics say officials are ignoring deeply rooted problems in the system. From Austin, Janet Heimlich reports.
Prior to publicizing their serious incident review, officials with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice promised that the report would reveal exactly who was responsible for the escape. Last week, Gary Johnson, director of the Institutional Division for the agency, made good on that promise by listing a handful of staff members who'd violated security policies. For example,
the back gate picket officer allowed individuals to enter the back gate area and exit the secure perimeter of the facility without properly and positively identifying any person.
But critics call the report insufficient at best. Despite the numerous security breaches, prison officials failed to hold responsible anyone in upper management at the facility. Recently, at a state Senate Finance Committee hearing, Senator John Whitmire criticized officials on this point.
Your director of the Institutional Division before your board last week said he had all the confidence in the warden. And if there were those kind of breakdowns, I'm assuming that's the working environment that they experienced every day.
Furthermore, correctional officers say they're being held as scapegoats. Alex Marroquin was one of 11 staff members who'd been held hostage by the inmates. Marroquin said the administration is ignoring what he sees as a huge problem: low officer pay. Marroquin said there may have been some guards at Connolly who made some bad calls.
But it's all about the money. They want to save money. They don't want to pay us to risk our life.
Texas correctional officers start out making only $18,000 to $24,000 a year. The most they can end up earning is $28,000. Also, the system has nearly tripled in size over the last decade. There are now 150,000 inmates in 116 prisons. As a result, the administration can't find enough correctional officers. For example, at the Connolly unit, when the escapees took off, the facility was missing a quarter of its correctional staff. Brian Olson is executive director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Olson blames the escape on low pay, understaffing, and a 20% turnover rate.
It becomes a security issue when you have new officers coming and going so quickly that you really can't give them the proper training. And this kind of thing can happen on other units that are short-staffed.
Olson points out that a year ago, a correctional officer named Daniel Nagel was stabbed to death by an inmate in a prison that was short-staffed. At the Finance Committee hearing, Whitmire came close to blaming those at the top for the escape and jeopardizing officer safety. Only the legislature can approve guard salaries. Prison officials were here asking the committee for $170 million for officer pay increases. Whitmire pointed to the understaffing problem. Of the 26,000 guard positions, the system is short 2,500 people. The senator rebuked prison officials Wayne Scott and Max Stringfellow for only now making guard salaries a high priority.
If you're short 2,500 in real numbers, I assume there's some risk out there to the guards who are working.
There's no question about it.
And obviously, I think we've found out now there's a risk to the public. For instance, Ms. Stringfellow, if you'd have been at the expected level of guard at the Connolly unit, we might not be having this conversation.
Prison officials say they have tried hard in the past to get guards a pay raise. Yet even with widespread understaffing, they are still treating the escape and Nagel's death as isolated incidents. Officials maintain that high-security positions in the prisons are always kept fully staffed. But this session should see a change in officer pay. High-ranking legislators say they'll seriously consider prison officials' request to give all guards a small raise and begin a graduated pay schedule so that those who've been on the job 12 years can end up earning $34,000 a year. That's a salary that matches the national average. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.